been singing that same old song far too long, far too long. Say you'll buy me a shiny ring, but your words don't mean a thing. No more calling me baby, no more loving like crazy till you take me down. You better take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down. You better take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down. You can't ride this gravy train anymore anyway. There's a price for keeping me. I might be cheap, but I ain't free. No more calling me baby, no more loving like crazy till you take me down. You better take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down. You better take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down. Come on. Crazy, no more chicken and gravy. Ain't gonna have your baby till you take me down. You better take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down. You better take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down. You better take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Oh my god, Beloved's final song of Lone Star.
Woo-hoo.
She took us down.
Oh, baby.
Val, what'd you think?
Beloved's, like, seducing us again.
Ugh, again.
Again, oh gosh. Stop seducing us.
Seducing us twice on one show, it must be easy.
In a row.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, we're easily seduced.
I can't, like, think of anything. Like, this is really... I know. This is really flawless. Like, my only real, like, major nitpick is, like, on the Take Me Downs, I thought, like, you could have done that with, like, a little more punch. Like, it, like, the down was a little airy, and I thought it could have been, like, rawr, take me down, kind of, but, like, that's, like, a super, super major nitpick, because, like, this is awesome. I, like, imagine you lassoing things, like, take me down, rawr, I am country and stuff. Yeah. And, like, I'm, like, glad you, like, did, like, three different things in the finale, like, because, like, at the beginning of the show, you were doing, like, mostly ballads. And then, like, I'm glad you, like, went out of your comfort zone and did, like, rock and stuff. Because, like, those are, I think, like, some of these things are, like, some of my favorite things I've, like, heard you do, like, ever. So.
Yeah, and it's always good to show, like, a variety on the finale. And you did that really well. Like, you had, like, the really beautiful, like, ballad, and then you had the, like, kind of chill, kind of mellow, like, but sexy song, and then this one was like, oh, yeah, like,
woo. Only not weird sounding. It was like,
ooh, weird.
That's how Rochelle seduces people.
That is how I seduce people. When I go up to people and say, oh, yeah, they, like, are like, get in my pants right now, please. That's how it goes down. Okay?
Oh, my God. That's really funny. Like... You said it like a cretin.
What did I say like?
A cretin.
Like what?
A cretin. I don't know how to... I'm dying. I don't know how to explain it, because like, I think it's a British thing.
Oh yeah, like a cretin.
I mean, maybe it's just...
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I think it's sexy, whatever. There are going to be so many people in the listen being like, wow, I am seeing Rochelle in a whole new
Oh,
they
yeah.
They see Beloved in a whole new, like, they're going to be, like, running up to her, be like, seduce me, Cherie, please.
Is that what you're going to do, Val?
Sure. I'll be like, critique me on The Voice and seduce me at the same time. No.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we should actually keep going. I believe we're whatever. What were you? I think Garnet's turn. Garnet's yeah. turn.
Garnet.
Classy French wine. yeah, I also love that you thought you brought a few different vibes to this. I was like, oh baby, in the chat. Oh, chicka wah wah. Like, it was just really cool. I don't know what to say. I'm just like, I want to hear you do more of this stuff. Like, yeah. You're always saying how, like, oh, you can't really do this stuff, and that's just bullshit because you've played it. So, get out that belt, Cherie, because that is, like, awesome. Your sound on this was great. Like, you didn't say fluff. And also, we said in the first song about, like, the lower register, it didn't sound, like, perhaps quite as good as it could have. But in this, like, I don't know if it was your phrasing or your attitude or something, but it made it sound work better for you.
Yeah, totally.
Lower register for this song.
Yeah, this was fantastic. I love you on these upbeat, super high-energy songs. You, like, brought it. I loved your, like, you had some growly kind of moments, and I was like, oh, wow, that's awesome, because I don't think I've really heard you do a ton of that, so that was pretty great. Yeah, I really don't have anything new to say. I thought it was absolutely wonderful and really fun, and you could tell that you had a lot of fun doing it, so, like, yeah. Awesome.
It sounds like you're, like, dancing, and I was like, huh, she's having fun. Aw.
Yeah.
Like, imagine it, like, being on stage, like, with the chair as a prop and, like, a lasso.
Sorry. All right, should we listen to Maddie's last
sexy.
Song?
Sexy. Yep.
You do. All right.
All right. Maddie.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge. Waiting for a train, and I was feeling nearly as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. Rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wiper slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing don't mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Now, feeling good was easy, Lord, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good. Kentucky coal mines to the
Sorry, I had to do that.
Yeah, whenever we, like, say people's names, everybody has to say their names, like, everybody.
Yeah, it's unacceptable.
It's not just a solo thing, okay?
It's a three-part harmony.
It is. Garnet, what'd you think?
I like this from you, Maddie, but, kind of the same problems have been consistent throughout your songs tonight, is that in that your long notes are sometimes under pitch, and yeah, that was very eloquent of me. The only other note that I had was the word Bobby McGee was like sung for a song, but I really wish that you'd done it like less staccato and more like legato, which, because I think that would have been a lot better in the context of the song. If that makes sense. But I thought, again, like, the energy was good. I think it would have been nice to hear a bit more, like, variation from you tonight, Maddie, though. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have heard a slow song from you tonight. Mm. But you can't have everything.
Yeah, I think that this one was closer to your other songs, or to one of your other songs. I would have liked something more ballady from you. Mm-hmm. But I think that you, like, know how to play to your strengths really well, so in a way, I, like, also kind of, I also pride you on that, like, for knowing that, like, oh, this is what I'm good at, so I'm gonna stick with it. I really liked your energy again. This one seemed a little bit sloppy in comparison to the other two. Like, it seemed like there were some weird moments. Mm-hmm. I think there was, like, a buzz at some point.
Yeah, I was so confused. There was a buzz. I thought it was my headphones at first.
Yeah, me too. Like,
it sounded like when... So sorry. It sounded like when I'm recording and the cable that goes into my microphone, like, comes out a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's what it was. It just sounded like that.
It was, like... that was strange. I didn't know where that came from. But yeah, I think that this was definitely not my favorite of your three songs tonight. I will admit to that.
Mm-hmm.
Val.
Yeah, I have, like, pretty much the same notes. I really liked this, like, I think the end was the my favorite part, like, with the kind of, like, scatting and improv stuff at the end. But the rest of the song kind of, like, fell a little flat for me personally. Like, kind of, like, the energy was pretty good. I don't know, it just kind of felt kind of like, huh, to me. Because, like, yeah, you were kind of pitchy throughout. And, like, the energy was good, but I feel like it would have been better if your vocals were more, like, spot on. It was just felt kind of like, I don't know. I agree, like, this is probably, like, your weakest song tonight. And, like, it was pretty close to your rock song, I think. It kind of felt like it was the rock song without the harmonies to me, so, I don't really have anything else to add. I agree with everything else.
All right. So, we've done a lot of discussing, and we have decided that the winner, I guess we should just go right into it, because there's not...
Because it has been discussed.
It has, and, like, there's no, I don't know, yeah, there's no really, like, there's no, like, third place, so we can't be like, oh, third place is this person.
But, yeah.
It has been discussed, and this has been a wonderful season. A lot of weirdness happened, but still awesome. And really, 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 really great job for everyone in this season. But especially to our winner,
dot, dot, dot,
Beloved Star.
Woo! Yay! Congrats. You can join the Winners Club with Dylan.
You can join the Star. So the Star Winners Club, I guess, include Dylan, Aria, and
Faded. And Beloved. Oh, and Faded, yeah.
So you can join that club. Yay! Also, we can announce now that, indeed, as many people have been asking and inquiring about, Rockstar will be returning.
Dun, dun, dun!
Oh, my goodness. And it will be returning in... Oh, my God, people, shut up. it'll be returning in November, probably around, like, the second
like
or third
mid-November.
Week. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm directing a real show on campus, so it's going to be, like, after that. And it is going to be judged by myself and Valkyrie Celeste, obviously. And our third judge is going to be none other than the winner of tonight's Lone Star, Beloved
Star.
It'll be great because, like, you know, her name is Beloved Star and, like, Rock Star.
Rock so Star. Just, like,
was meant
and
to
Rochelle
judge.
Has a star on the Walk of Fame.
There are just so many reasons to do the star shows. So, anywho, yeah, I guess that's really, all that we have to say. Did you guys want to plug anything else, or?
Not really, just seven, and that's about it.
The Voice, and
yes,
oh,
yes.
So,
yes, the voice.
I can't do Lone Star anymore. Listen to The Voice!
Listen to The Voice. Yeah, and I guess that's really it. We'll see you back in November for Rockstar auditions. Hooray! Congrats to Beloved Star once again.
Congrats.
And great job to Maddie, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo! And good night.
Good night.
Night.